With these words, I condition my mind to perform every act necessary for my success. Hello, this is Karen Elizabeth, and today I want to read some great words from Og Mandino's The Greatest Salesman in the World. Now, I have gone through this book and read every chapter 30 times and more. And each chapter builds upon itself until it comes to this final scroll marked 10 in chapter 17. So each of the scrolls is listed in this final scroll. And each scroll focuses on one area for us to condition ourselves in order to have the success and happiness that we all universally are looking for. Many of us are looking for connection, true love. Many of us desire to do something great in our life. Many of us want to leave a legacy, want to do something that others will see and recognize. Some of us want to live truly healthy in every area, spirit, soul, and body. There are many of us that desire to serve others well. And some of us are salesmen. Actually, all of us are salesmen. And the biggest and the best sale that we can make is to sell ourself on ourself. And this book gives us the keys. And in this chapter, it is a call to that which we do not understand, God or universal intelligence, to help us in this time of need, that we would be the greatest salesman in the world. And the greatest sale that we could make is to sell ourselves on ourselves. To be able to look into the mirror and say, you are the greatest salesman in the world, and you are my friend. You are the one. And when we look at ourselves, we don't only see the body, but we see the soul. We see the spirit. We desire true connection. Connect with who? Connect with what? To connect with that which has made us. For we are largely God. And the part of us that is human is our physical body, our brain, and our organs, all which were made by that which we do not really fully understand in our consciousness. So our consciousness has a free will. It is a gift from our Creator that we would co-create with God. And many of us are going about creating without God, without that connection. And when we look in the mirror, we don't see fully who we are. But the day we do, the day we say, I will not let what you are doing go unnoticed, for I receive you unto myself. This is when we have reached and desired connection and received connection. Therefore, you are your own best friend, but not you alone, not your consciousness alone. Your connection with who you largely are, which is God. And that part of you, which is your free will, your physical body, all made by God and given to you as a gift, is here to connect fully with who you truly are. If you are not sure of what your purpose is for being alive, it just means that you have not truly connected with who you really are. In this reading, you will hear from a man who has connected, who has an understanding of who they are and what their purpose is in life. And if you long or desire for this kind of connection, then I would recommend that you read the rest of the book and find out more about Ogmandino's road to becoming the greatest salesman in the world. Let us begin the reading. Chapter 17, The Scroll Marked 10. Who is of so little faith that in a moment of great disaster or heartbreak has not called to his God? Who has not cried out when confronted with danger, death, or mystery beyond his normal experience or comprehension? From where has this deep instinct come, which escapes from the mouth of all living creatures in moments of peril? Move your hand in haste before another's eyes, and his eyelids blink. Leg tap another on his knee, and his knee jumps. Confront another with dark horror, and his mouth says, "My God!" from the same deep impulse. My life need not be filled with religion in order for me to recognize this greatest mystery of nature. All creatures that walk the earth, including man, possess the instinct to cry for help. Why do we possess this instinct, this gift? Are not our cries a form of prayer? Is it not incomprehensible in a world governed by nature's laws to give a lamb or a mule or a bird or man the instinct to cry out for help, lest some great mind has also provided that the cry should be heard by some superior power, having the ability to hear and answer our cry?
But my cries for help,
I pray, are cries for guidance. Never do I pray for the material things of the world. I'm not calling to a servant to bring me food. I'm not ordering an innkeeper to provide me with room. Never do I seek delivery of gold, love, good health, petty victories, fame, success, or happiness. Only for guidance do I pray, that I may be shown the way to acquire these things, and my prayers are always answered. The guidance I seek comes, or the guidance I seek does not come. But are not both of these an answer? If a child seeks bread from his father, and it is not forthcoming,
I pray,
has not the father
guidance
answered? And I pray as a salesman in this manner. O Creator of all things, help me. For this day I go out into the world naked and alone, and without your hand to guide me, I wander far from the path which leads to success and happiness. I ask not for gold, or garments, or even opportunities equal to my ability. Instead, guide me so that I acquire the ability equal to my opportunities. You have taught the lion and the eagle how to hunt and prosper with teeth and claw. Teach me how to hunt with words and prosper with love, so that I may be a lion among men and an eagle in the marketplace. Help me to remain humble through obstacles and failures, yet hide not mine eyes the prize that comes with victory. Assign me tasks to which others have failed, yet guide me to pluck the seeds of success from their failures. Confront me with fears that temper my spirit, yet endow me with courage to laugh at my misgivings. Spare me sufficient days to reach my goals, Yet help me to live this day as though it be my last. Guide me in my words that they may bear fruit. Yet silence me from gossip that none be maligned. Discipline me in the habit of doing and doing again. Yet show me the way to make use of the law of averages. Favor me with alertness to recognize opportunity, yet endow me with patience, which concentrates my strength. Bathe me in good habits that the bad ones drown, yet grant me compassion for weaknesses in others.
Suffer me to know that all things shall pass, yet help me to count my blessings of today. Expose me to hate, so that it be not a stranger.
Fill my cup with love, to turn strangers into friends. But all these things be only if thy will. I am a small and lonely grape, clutching the vine. Yet thou hast made me different from all others. Verily, there must be a special place for me. Guide me. Help me. Show me the way. Let me become all you planned for me when my seed was planted and selected by you to sprout in the vineyard of this world. Help this humble salesman. Guide me, God.
What a wonderful passage. I pray that you would not only listen to this once, but that you would read it, and that you would listen to this over and over again, that you might hear the different emphasis that Ogmandino puts in this prayer, and that you would seek each and everything that he is stating here, that you too would have the success and happiness that you desire, but that you have been given the opportunity to have by this great creator of ours. God bless you. This is Karen Elizabeth.
For more audios like these, go to KarenElizabeth.com. That is CarynElizabeth.com. And look for the subscribe to my newsletter on the right-hand side. I look forward to hearing from you. I'd love your feedback in social media. You can find me there at Karen Elizabeth Live. That is Caryn Elizabeth Live on Facebook. And in my profile, Karen Elizabeth 1. Thank you.